Hello, everyone. Today's devotion comes from Matthew chapter 11. Again, that's Matthew chapter 11, and I'll read that for us. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds." Then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you." At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. In this passage, Jesus is preaching to the crowds and is warning those who are refusing to accept the truth. First, in verses 7 to 18, Jesus makes plain the people's rejection of John the Baptist. He says how all the prophets and the law talk about the one who will be the messenger, the herald of the Messiah, yet the people have rejected him. And then in verses 19 to 24, on top of rejecting John the Baptist, Jesus makes plain the people's rejection of Jesus himself. He says, "Woe to you," to various cities where Jesus did his mighty works, yet they remained unrepentant. This unrepentance is such a serious matter that Jesus says to these unrepentant cities, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Regardless of whether it was John the Baptist or Jesus himself, these people are set on rejecting the truth. Starting in verse 16, Jesus says, "But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" It's obvious that these rejectors of the truth simply didn't want to accept the truth about John the Baptist or the truth about Jesus, and they wanted to think their own way. This chapter ends with a very well-known passage where Jesus calls us to himself for rest, to attach our yokes to him because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. For me, I always thought about this passage in a vacuum. Go to Jesus and he will give me rest. And of course, that is what this passage means. Jesus does give us rest as we labor and are heavy laden. But I think this passage is enhanced even further considering the context of the rest of this chapter. In light of all the people who didn't want to receive the truth about Jesus, this last section of the chapter is Jesus urging us not to be like those who rejected him, but instead to trust him. Symphony Church, let's place our trust in Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And when we go to him, when we trust him, when we attach our yoke to him, he will give us rest. Perhaps there are small ways where we sometimes misplace who we place our faith in certain areas of our lives. Kind of like the people who rejected Jesus in this chapter, maybe we, in a very subtle way, have also placed our faith in ourselves. And if that's the case, let's repent. I do want to clarify, however, that the people Jesus is referring to earlier in this chapter is a much more severe case where they have truly and fully rejected Jesus. And for those of us listening to this devotion as believers, this is not the case. But even still, we live in this tension where we have placed our faith in Christ, but also at times we forget because of our sinful nature. We need to constantly repent, constantly place our faith in Christ again, constantly be reminded to attach our yoke to him, and not pull the yoke on our own. He will give us rest. Let's pray. God, we first ask for forgiveness in ways that are obvious, and even in ways that we can't see. We have forgotten to place our trust in you. Lord, we revert to other things, to ourselves, when deep inside we know that only you are worthy of placing our faith in. So, God, we repent. We ask for your forgiveness. And in your mercy, we ask that you pull us toward yourself, that we might be constantly reminded again and again and again to fully and completely place our faith in you. We don't want to be like the unrepentant cities we read about in this chapter who saw your works and still rejected you. We want to be in awe of you and attribute to you the glory that belongs to you. Father, give us understanding so that we might see you rightly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.